Okay, this is going to be the most ridiculous one yet.
I won't look at you.
I don't know what I can do.
Just say it again. Oh, you got it.
Let this podcast ride you, glide you, sneak inside you. On this episode of 90s Tunes with Avery and Lena, we're talking about Rhythm as a Dancer by Snap.
Why'd your voice get so high then? Why did you yell that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, let's get serious.
As cats.
When you say Rhythm as a Dancer. Well, this is starting off quite the foot. We're going with that. So we're doing Rhythm as a Dancer by Snap.
I already said
or
that.
Or as Avery likes to say, Rhythm as a Dancer by Snap. Okay. Get it together. Let's be professional. Out on Snap's second album in 1992, The Madman's Return. So Snap formed in Germany in 1989. I didn't even write. By two German producers that changed their name to less German-sounding names. And they had their first album in 1990. And with The Power was on that. We all know The Power, yes. Right? And this is when rapper Turbo B, American, joined. And there were some changes. But then Thea, the woman who sang on that left, and Thea Austin joined for The Madman's Return. That's the singer in Rhythm as a Dancer. There was a lot of change up to lineups. They broke up in 96. They had a greatest compilation album. They returned in 2000 with a single. They had some singles touring. They're still together, apparently. I don't know what band members. This is their biggest hit. It could be The Power, but mostly they say this. I asked you to listen to headphones last night because Apple Music plays a different version than the video.
Oh.
And in this version, the rapping comes from, it just comes from an essay from John Perry Barlow that says, it's called Being in Nothing. Nothingness, virtual reality, and the pioneer of cyberspace. And it's quite serious, and it's a different rap. It's even more serious, and they don't say serious is cancer, which I guess Turbo B always hated that line. He didn't want to do it, but did it, and always hated it, which is kind of fair. It's kind of, I've heard it's the worst line in history, one critic said.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know if I even realized that line until like the last 5 years. I don't know how I blocked that out or didn't, you know, but is it the worst lyric? Is it the most ridiculous lyric? Maybe. Is it PC? I don't think so. When he does that, listening in headphones, because it was a running song, it's kind of ridiculous because it's so serious. But anyway, in the video by Howard Greenhalg, they're in the Kennedy Space Center.
Oh, okay.
I was looking and I wrote, like, what is that? A rocket? Is it a warehouse? It's in the Kennedy Space Garden. They call it that, where they have a bunch of rockets.
Okay.
Now, also associated with the Kennedy Space Center is astronaut Robert Thirsk from Canada. He's done appearances there.
So you have a Canadian connection, but a Calgary connection.
Yes. And also, the guy who did the video also did Devil on My Shoulder by Canadian band Billy Talent. But yeah. Okay.
So I also have a connection, yes. As always. So Snap member Penny Ford?
Yep.
She was in a band for 6 months called the SOS Band. During that time, they recorded a song, It's Time to Move, for the Police Academy 4 soundtrack. In Police Academy 4 is Lance Kingsley. Kinsley? Whatever it is.
Doesn't matter.
He was born in Calgary.
Oh, it does matter. Yeah, and I don't actually know if Robert Thirsk is Calgarian, but our son goes to a high school named after him, Robert Thirsk.
Yes.
And he teaches at University of Calgary. I assume he's from here. This video, you watched it this morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very 90s. I thought it was a warehouse, which is very 90s, but it's, you know, obviously a rocket garden. And they're on platforms or like scaffolding. Their outfits kind of reminded me a bit of Daft Punk. Like they're wearing just like spandex with like hats. That kind of reminded me of one of them. And then they're holding globes. And then I was like, what is that sciencey stuff in the background? And I guess it's like maps and stuff for like science. Like
sciencey stuff.
Yeah. And I wrote, a dashboard? What is that? And there's a sparkly guitar.
That guitar at the end? That was ridiculous.
I don't think they're actually playing it. I don't think it's usable. But what I remember the most from the video is her on the platform with that skin-tight leather outfit.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. So I started making a list of 90s video, like a 90s video checklist.
Oh, wait, did you have steam or smoke?
I did. Okay. I had smoke machines.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I just wanted to throw that in. I wrote that down.
I had warehouse.
Check.
Spandex.
Check.
Splashing puddles.
Did they have that?
I don't think it had that.
I don't remember it. Yeah.
But that's all I have. I'm going to work on this list because I just started making it today.
Did you write stairs? Or I think in this case, like platform or scaffolding could be... Oh, aviation maps. That's not a 90s video thing. That's specifically this video. That's really all I have. I mean, but let's talk about like our feelings about this song or our like memories. Where's the best place to listen to this song?
Everywhere. In the bedroom.
You can feel it everywhere.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. In the car, Sunday picnic in the park.
Pre-gaming for before church.
Tailgating at church, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Hockey games.
Mm-hmm.
Fencing matches. Other related sporting events. Where? Just about anywhere. Where is not a good place?
I mean, it's not an offensive song. Maybe not a cancer ward is where you want to play this, or maybe you do to cheer up cancer patients.
Yes.
I mean, you knew the song. We listen to the song. Yes. We reference the song. We watch the video every so often. Or sometimes we put on videos and we're not necessarily watching. They're in the background.
Yeah.
Did you like this song in the 90s?
I don't think I did, but it's grown on me over the past couple decades.
Yes, 30 or so. I didn't like a lot of dance music growing up, but I did love this song. I remember I taped it from the radio. And I remember this was on it. And it was kind of even then like a guilty pleasure almost.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
For some reason, I thought she was wearing gold, but I think maybe just the sparkle guitar and the guy.
I can see just the coloring of the video. It's like black and goldish, orangish almost.
Yeah, yeah. Like orangish smoke. So I misremembered that. But I always liked this song.
Uh-huh.
I think it's not overplayed.
No, I don't think it is.
We still hear it, but not overplayed. I think it holds up. I mean, it's obviously 90s dance. Like, you're not going to be like, what's that fresh new sound? Even people who've never heard it can...
I'll get my fresh kicks and pants.
Why you're going around with no pants, I don't know. I think you would be like, you'd pinpoint like... Early 90s. People might even say Eurodance.
Yes.
Although there's American singing.
Yes. I found that interesting. It's like from Germany, but most of the people in it are American.
Because they wanted, like I said, they changed their name to Less German.
Yeah.
So when they weren't going to release this as a single.
Okay.
They were going to do another song. I tried to listen, but we'll talk about that in a second. But they played it in the clubs and people were like, oh, I kind of listened. So the label, I think it was Logic, I could be wrong. They did a test on it in the discotheque that they owned. Why they owned a discotheque, I don't know. And people liked it. So then they released it.
Okay.
And, you know, discotheque. They also, well, you said American singers, they did the 90s thing where I think in their first video, they had a woman singing Penny that you brought up. But I don't think she was in the video. I think they used someone else.
Yeah, Penny Ford.
Yeah, I think they used someone else. You know, that 90s thing.
Yeah.
She was probably not like stick thin or something.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her really, except for that she was in the band. Yeah. Why did you, when I said this was a song, your immediate reaction, you laughed.
Because it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's not as, and when you listen to the other version and how serious his rap is, like go there, listen in headphones. It makes you giggle. I'm happy I did this song. It's one of my, if not my favorite dance song, like 90s dance song that would, you know.
Okay, yeah.
You can dance to anything, but you know, but yeah. I think to get it all out, get loose. Yeah, I think it holds up. I'm not sure.
I think it does too. I really do.
And I'm glad it's not overplayed. It wasn't in a movie as far as I know, or, you know, so that's why it's not overplayed. That's why. Oh, I was going to say, I listened to some other stuff. It's hard to go back and listen to early 90s dance songs that you're not nostalgic for. Just like fresh new ears to hear it. It's kind of hard to do that. Yeah. So how did chart?
In Canada, it reached number 19 on the Canada Top Singles charts and reached number 1 on the Canadian Dance Urban Hits.
Hmm. How did it do on the Adult Contemporary?
It's not on there. I looked. And there was no certification for this song. But I want to go talk about Turbo B because he released other songs, including Rhythm as a Dancer 96, which peaked at number 58 on the Swedish chart.
Which might be the version I listened to, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Rhythm as a Dancer 2003 peaked at other countries like UK, Australia, the Dutch charts.
Oh, yeah.
Switzerland.
The important Dutch charts.
Germany. And then there was also, and I don't know how this charted, Rhythm as a Dancer 2008 version.
Oh.
So every few years back in the 90s, 2000s, it was being re-released.
Yep.
So one of those versions probably was one you were listening to.
Yeah.
Not the original OG version.
Yeah. Which is the best version.
Yeah.
That I've heard of, the two that I've heard. But the other version I heard, worth listening to for a giggle.
Yeah. I'm wondering what the difference is between all those versions. I'll have to go back and do some more research and listening.
I'd say if he released them, that the rap is what's different.
Okay.
Just kind of a guess that the Thea Astons, or Taya maybe, are the same, but that.
Yeah, it could be.
That would be my guess.
It'd be interesting, yeah.
Did the rhythm ride you, glide you?
I think we discussed that earlier in the podcast.
So what are we doing next week, Gabe?
We are going with something a little bit more rocky. Jane's Addiction, Been Caught Stealing.
Oh, I don't know if I know that song.
Oh.
I probably do. I know some Jane's Addiction. Okay.
Hey, it's a good song, so we'll have to, I'll find out how you feel about it next week.
And I'll find out how you feel about it. Besides, good song.
Good song. Bye.
See you next week.